This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State officials have given the federal government thousands of pages of patient data from undocumented immigrants who sought pregnancy and emergency care. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
This is the latest in an ongoing pressure campaign by the Trump administration to get states to share data on undocumented people that could be used by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In this case, the government requested the data twice. State officials say they complied only after a federal judge prohibited information sharing between Medicaid and ICE. But State Senator Julie Gonzalez has questions.
Do you trust the Trump administration to keep our data safe and to protect the information of pregnant mothers and U.S. citizen babies? The answer for me is no.
State officials said the Trump administration threatened to withhold $18 million if they didn't comply. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Union Pacific is working to remove a train that derailed into the Gunnison River near Grand Junction. CPR's Tom Hess reports two engineers had to be rescued.
The derailment of two locomotives and five train cars loaded with coal was reported around 11 Tuesday night. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says two engineers were rescued by 1 in the morning. Neither was injured. A spokesperson for Union Pacific says a rock slide caused the derailment along tracks a few miles south of Whitewater. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
I-70 eastbound outside Genesee remains closed due to safety concerns. Traffic is being diverted off the highway there. This is CPR News.